Hi, I'm Paul Warren.
And I'm Ryan Klein.
And this is another episode of SEO is Dead. I'm already rusty. Listen to that. It's been 2 years.
It's been 23 months.
So, Ryan, welcome back. Welcome back to the wonderful world of SEO. I guess we never left, but we're back
This
here
really
talking about
happening? Yeah,
it.
actually, we've just gotten more in the thick of it than ever, really. I've been doing more SEO really the past 3 months than I've done in the past 2 years, technically. So
It,
here we are.
if you haven't heard from us in a while, we've been up to a few things. Been kind of busy. I guess we can dive into what we've been up to and why it's taken us so long to get back to this.
I just hope this goes well because I was thinking about other reboots like Beavis and Butthead and like Rocko's Modern Life and how excited people were, and they're like, ah, oh, that kind of sucked.
Yeah, I mean, if you never get your childhood back as hard as they try, right? I think most people probably just listen to us as adults and look for advice. So maybe it'll be okay. Maybe it's just like when they bring a good show back finally after it's been like gone, it's like a Brooklyn Nine-Nine type of thing where it gets canceled,
Oh,
but someone picks it
it's
up.
like a Twin Peaks season three thing because that to me was fantastic. And that was 25 years later.
That's yeah. I mean, I think they got the entire original cast of that was still able to do it.
It was quite a few of them.
So a little recap of what we've been doing. Before, I was working for a large franchise, and then about, I guess, a year and a half ago, or a little, is it maybe a little bit
It
over?
is. I think it might be exactly a year and a half ago. It would have been September of 2022,
Yeah,
right?
so September 2022, I'm enjoying a position as a director at a large organization, sells insurance. I don't need to be named. But Ryan had a pretty great idea about doing what I do for franchises, but doing it as an agency. And so that is what we've been up to for the past year and a half, is building out an agency that works specifically with franchises and Google business listings in particular, and getting better rankings for that. Let me tell you, it's been quite a ride. A lot of things. I think one of the last episodes that we did a couple of years ago was about what you have to go through to build like an agency. Man, do I have a lot of opinions on that now? Let me tell you, we could just do a whole episode from my point of view now doing it. But it's been a pretty wild ride. It's sort of, like Ryan and I joke about this, where it feels like we're living in Silicon Valley, like the show. And it really, at times, really does feel like that. And it's like things are sometimes are going right, and then like the weird personalities that you have to deal with at like different companies and things like that. And then it's just like always something that you got to deal with.
It's really
Rewarding.
prophetic that to have all those conversations where we're like, let's talk about the difference between my day-to-day at an agency and your day-to-day at this large franchise. Let's talk about what it's like to start up an agency. It's all these things that led to it. Actually, I think you were referring to that podcast, right? You were listening to that like every single day, like the three-parter about how to
Sure.
start an agency, right? You're referring to our own advice that we had
Yeah.
to about 2 years ago.
I don't believe we ever got to the third part. I
Oh yeah, maybe it was
think we
just
just
me.
did the two.
It was just getting like more and more depressing. I'm just
Yeah.
joking. It's fun. You've seen it firsthand.
So it's starting to go well. It's starting to really pick up now. I think one of the more difficult things about it is like the first year, you can be really impatient about like things working out the way that you want them to. And then, but a lot of times you just haven't quite figured out what your pitch is, how to communicate what you're doing, how it should look and feel, or really like where to find the leads for this type of thing, where to find your customers. I think that's been one of the more difficult things that we've done, is just sort of wrap our head around that and kind of figured out something that potentially could work.
Well, it started off really with the branding play that was a sister company of Mark My Market. So Mark My Market still doing this thing. The biggest thing that changed for me without getting in the weeds there because it's been over 2 years is that in August of 2022, that would have been just a month before I guess you joined on board for that venture, I officially became the CEO of Mark My Market. And then my business partner departed officially about 7 months after that. And that's a whole interesting, that could be a couple podcasts in itself about having a partnership that doesn't turn into a partnership anymore. That's neither here or there for this conversation. But you'd think that, with us coming together and we talk every day and most of the time, a few times a day, which was not exactly the case last time, but you'd think that we actually would be able to sync up a little bit more to do more of what we're doing right at this moment. But it's just, life just gets away from you. You've had things happen to you professionally and personally, of course. And then for me, just, yeah, work has kind of spiraled into
Oh,
something I never imagined.
yeah. I had a child during this time frame too, so that wasn't even on the radar back then. So, having a child and working at a startup is a challenge in and of itself. Rewarding, but man, that is a rough first 3 months of your child's life, and then also trying to do a bunch of different things at a startup. So,
I keep
but.
talking about child first. It's not about you. It's about Archer.
It is. His name's Archer. Love him. It's great. Fatherhood is pretty amazing. But man, yeah, that was a rough 3 months. I think anyone can tell you
So you built a she shed in the backyard for yourself.
that. Yeah, I didn't have an office anymore to do SEO because my office became a nursery. And so, very slowly over the course of about 6, 7, 8 months, I don't know if it's completely done yet either, I built a shed to be an office, which is behind me here. So I go outside and that's where I do my work, and it's just like, I'm in my own little world, and it's kind of nice in a way. It's kind of nice. It's a lot of privacy. So
It is pretty cool. It has a guitar and it has a nice picture of Nice. I don't know what like backdrop that is particular. I've never been that part of France,
very
but
nice. Super nice.
and then as far as my situation, I moved closer to the office. Listeners may or may not know that I live in Charlotte and I was the south part of town. Our office is closer to uptown, so I th thought, hey, cool to move to a closer, hipper neighborhood, Plaza Midwood, and then I'll be able to like walk to the office or at least drive in about 30 seconds. And just with the day to day and the amount of meetings that come up, I go to the office just as often, which I am not proud to say, but yeah, that's been interesting, but it's been cool.
So we've recapped everyone how our lives are now. I think we can talk a little bit about the state of SEO because a lot has happened in the 2 years that we've talked about it.
Well, I guess it's a good opportunity to do a warm up. It's almost like a teaser or a trailer for maybe an upcoming season, almost, because I don't think that we necessarily want to do any deep dives, but maybe we can lay the groundwork, or set the table for the conversations that'll probably be transpiring, hopefully on a
Oh,
consistent basis from
I
here on
think
out.
we got a lot to deep dive into that's going to be really useful, especially if you care about maps optimizations, getting good rankings for that. And also, I think there's a lot we talk about E as far as like what Google's ranking now. We talk a lot about AI. We talk about a lot of stuff actually, because we do a lot of this stuff still every day, experiment with it, and we kind of can see where things are working and when Google slaps your site and stuff doesn't work. So.
That's true. I mean, you've been the definition of proactive with troubleshooting maps, and you've had to do some very interesting things and a handful of things I've never heard or seen. Just like when you thought you've done it all because you've been local SEO optimization expert for years and years at this point, I think it's safe to say that you've done things you never thought you'd be doing in the past 3 months.
I've had to invent some things, so that's for sure. Yeah, I guess I kind of have the mindset of like the like black hat or white hat or whatever, it doesn't really matter. Just do it and then see like what happens afterwards, and then you
Not on
just
the client
know.
website.
Yeah, not like, well, you got to have your own stuff to experiment with, or like your friends' websites that beg you to do SEO for free basically, and they won't pay you, and so you just kind of experiment with stuff on theirs. But I feel pretty confident that like everything that you could do black hat wise or white hat wise for like a Google listing, I've done. Like, and then even some things that I've never seen anyone else do. So.
So there's a lot to look forward to if you've been a long-time listener or a new listener here. We're going to be talking about local SEO. We're going to be talking about the additional EAT, and now we have EAT that we're talking about with the new experience. We have the benefit and the pleasure of working with people on the team that are coming from extremely diverse backgrounds that are extremely adept in doing EAT with major, major websites, and we've learned quite a bit from them. automations. We never really talked about that as much, but we've seen what some automated dashboards have looked like. We'll be able to walk through that. A lot of the conversion rate optimization projects, the seesaw that is content. Is it a lot of content? Is not a lot of content? Like we're seeing a lot, and we're going to be able to communicate a lot to the
I
audience.
think we're going to be able to tell you what's working in 2024, what definitely is no longer working in 2024, and probably some stuff that I think that never really worked, and maybe some stuff just to avoid. Maybe like some ed, like providers of education to avoid, some conferences to avoid, or maybe some conferences to go to. I think there's a lot that we can bring to the table for 2024 from what we've just learned.
In the past 2 years, we've been very business development focused. I've been reading a lot of sales and business books. And so I'm going to be able to use that now to say, I think that all this information is in upwards of $10 million in value. So unfortunately, we are going to start charging $9.99 per month to be able to access this content.
No, just kidding.
Okay, I'm just joking, but had you going for a second. This will all be free because you know what? Talking about this is a blast.
Hopefully, whether you work at a large company or if you're just doing SEO for your own business, you'll get a lot that you can take away from this podcast this year, and just a lot of helpful tips.
All we have to do is be consistent, Paul. We just got to make the time.
Consistently put out content. That's all we got to do. Yeah. So with that, I think that was a good intro. I mean, for the season.
Yeah, all we have to do is play this back and then write down all the topics we said we were going to cover and make
Crap,
sure
I already forgot.
that
I mean, we have to talk about AI and SEO because everyone, you can't be left out, right? Everyone on the planet constantly talking about it.
Yeah, especially with the video, the audio, you've heard all those things that what do you talk for a little bit? It takes a clip of your voice and it's going to try to emulate it
Oh, that's
correctly.
wild. Maybe we could just make it do this podcast for us.
Maybe it already did.
Oh, so maybe this is that. Oh, no one knows anymore. This is wild. Anyways, yeah, so it's going to be a fun season. We hope to put out a good amount of content this year. Hopefully you guys enjoy it, and we're really excited to be back.
Am too.
All right.
I'd say that in a genuine way.
Well, I'm Paul Warren,
I'm Ryan Klein.
and this is a new episode of SEO's Dead and Otherwise.
See you later.
Bye.